I'm Mark Vinette, and this is The Story of America. In this episode, we continue discovering ancient pre-Columbian cultures and civilizations as we move ever closer to the arrival of Europeans on the continent during the Age of Exploration. Join me as we unravel the mysteries of Mesoamerica and the Olmecs in pre-Hispanic Mexico, powerful forces that eventually influenced the development of America. Mesoamerica is a historical region and cultural area that includes central and southern Mexico. Within this region, pre-Columbian enlightened societies flourished for thousands of years before the Spanish colonization of the region. Mesoamerica was the site of one of the most profound historical transformations in history. It is one of the five areas in the world where ancient civilization arose independently, and one of only three regions where writing is known to have developed on its own. Mesoamerica is defined by a mosaic of cultural traits. Diffused through the area were a complex mythological and religious tradition, a vigesimal numeric system, a complex calendric system, a tradition of ball playing, and a distinct architectural style. While Mesoamerican civilization knew of the wheel and basic metallurgy, neither of these technologies became culturally important. Beginning as early as 9000 BP in Mesoamerica, the domestication of various plant food sources and animals resulted in a transition from Paleo-American hunter-gatherer tribal groupings to the organization of sedentary agricultural villages. Rather than gathering food to eat, they planted seeds. The cultivation of wild plants provided security to the Mesoamericans, allowing them to increase surplus foods that could be utilized when hunting was bad, during times of drought, and when resources were low. One of the great challenges in Mesoamerica for farmers was the lack of usable land and the poor condition of the soil. The two main ways to combat poor soil quality, or lack of nutrients in the soil, was to leave fields fallow for a period of time and to use slash-and-burn techniques where trees were cut down and left to dry for a period. The dry wood and grasses were then set on fire, and the resulting ash added nutrients to the soil. These two techniques were often combined to retain as many nutrients as possible. However, in the jungle environment, no matter how careful a farmer was, nutrients were often hard to retain. To combat the lack of large tracts of usable land, farmers in Mesoamerica created more land by forming terraces along the slopes of mountain valleys. Terraces allowed farmers to use more land on the mountain slopes and to move further up the mountain than they normally would be able to. Some terraces were made out of walls of stone, and others were created by cutting down large trees and mounding soil around them. Subsistence farming of crops such as maize, beans, and squash formed a triad of products, commonly referred to as the Three Sisters. Growing these three crops together helped to retain nutrients in the soil. Another culturally important plant was ancient Mesoamerican chocolate, used in rituals as a drink and also employed as currency in trade. The impact of agriculture in Mesoamerica cannot be underestimated. It quite literally changed everything. Because the supply of food became regular, reliable, and in some cases, abundant, agriculture led to an increase in population and, as nomadic wanderings were no longer necessary, to a greater concentration of population. Villages began to become socially stratified and develop into chiefdoms. Large ceremonial centers were built, interconnected by a network of trade routes for the exchange of luxury goods. A settled way of life led to different kinds of specialization in pottery, weaving, art, tools, weapons, and architecture. And this specialization eventually gave rise to complex social structures, sparking the change from egalitarian communities to stratified societies. The discovery of agriculture in the region stimulated the development of the highly sophisticated classical civilization known as the Olmecs. The Olmecs were the earliest known major Mesoamerican civilization and considered the region's mother culture. They laid many of the foundations for the great civilizations that followed. The Olmecs occupied the tropical lowlands of the modern-day Mexican states of Veracruz and Tabasco, where they constructed permanent city temple complexes. Pre-Olmec cultures had flourished since about 4,500 BP, but by 3,500 BP, early Olmec culture had emerged and flourished throughout the next millennia. The hallmark of the Olmecs' culture was their artwork, considered among ancient America's most striking, particularly the aptly named colossal heads. Wrought in a large number of media, much Olmec art was naturalistic. Other art expresses fantastic anthropomorphic creatures, often highly stylized, using an iconography reflective of a religious meaning. In addition to making human and human-like subjects, Olmec artisans were adept at animal portrayals. The name Olmec is composed of the two words meaning natural rubber and people, so the word means rubber people. Rubber was exported from the tropical zones to sites all over Mesoamerica. Although there were many uses for rubber, rubber balls, both for offerings and for ritual ball games, were the primary products. The rise of Olmec civilization was assisted by the local ecology of well-watered alluvial soil, as well as by the transportation network provided by a river basin. This environment may be compared to that of other ancient centers of civilization, the Nile, Indus, and Yellow River valleys, and Mesopotamia. This highly productive environment encouraged a densely concentrated population, which in turn triggered the rise of an elite class that created the demand for the production of the symbolic and sophisticated luxury artifacts that define Olmec culture. The cause of the eventual extinction of Olmec societies is yet to be determined. Around 2400 BP, the population in the eastern half of the Olmec heartland dropped precipitously, and the area was sparsely inhabited thereafter. The depopulation was probably the result of very serious environmental changes that rendered the region unsuited for agriculture, hunting and gathering, and transportation. These changes may have been triggered by tectonic upheavals of subsidence or the siltation of rivers due to agricultural practices. One theory for the considerable population drop is the relocation of settlements due to volcanic eruptions that would have blanketed the lands and forced the Olmec to move their settlements. Whatever the cause, within a few hundred years of the abandonment of the last Olmec cities, successor cultures nevertheless became firmly established.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Now, let's travel back to unveil a great ancient culture and society that greatly influenced pre-Columbian America. Join me as we explore one of the most famous and celebrated Mesoamerican civilizations, the Maya. Mesoamerica represents a region of the New World like Mesopotamia does for the Old World. The Maya civilization was a Mesoamerican culture that developed in an area that includes southern Mexico. This region consists of the lowlands encompassing the Yucatan Peninsula along the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific coast and the Mexican state of Chiapas. Prior to 2000 BC, The region saw the first developments in agriculture and the earliest villages. The next two millennia saw the establishment of the first complex societies and the cultivation of staple crops. The importance of agriculture cannot be underestimated. Because the supply of food became regular, reliable, and in some cases abundant, agriculture led to an increase in population and, as nomadic wanderings were no longer necessary, to a greater concentration of population. A settled way of life led to different kinds of specialization that eventually gave rise to complex social structures. The Olmecs, discussed in episode 8 of this series, settled in Mesoamerica and were a mother culture to the great Maya civilization. The first Maya cities developed around 750 BC, and by 500 BC, these cities possessed monumental architecture, including large exotic temples with elaborate stucco facades, built without the aid of metal tools or the wheel. Beginning around 250 AD, the Maya civilization flourished and developed many impressive city-states, linked by a prosperous and organized trade network and sophisticated road systems. The 3rd century also saw the intrusive intervention in Maya dynastic politics of the central Mexican city of Teotihuacan, located 30 miles or 48 kilometers from modern-day Mexico City. Teotihuacan, meaning City of the Gods, is today the most visited archaeological site in Mexico, but one of the least understood. Shrouded in mystery, the early history of this pre-colonial monumental city is quite unclear, and the origin of its founders and mysterious elite is still uncertain. At its peak, the city covered over 11 square miles, or 30 kilometers, with broad avenues and gigantic pyramids, and housed a population of 200,000 people. Obsidian, a naturally occurring volcanic glass, was the main source of wealth in Teotihuacan. Its processing produced tools and objects of various types intended for commercial transactions beyond the geographical boundaries of the city. Items included figurines, blades, spikes, knife handles, jewelry, and ornaments. The city reached its zenith in 450 AD, when it was the center of a powerful culture whose influence extended through much of the Mesoamerican region, influencing Maya culture. The rapid decline and total collapse of Teotihuacan in the 6th century was sudden and still unexplained. Maya cities were located in places that controlled trade routes or that could supply essential products. They tended to be dispersed and were subject to irregular expansion, with the haphazard growth outwards from the core. The city center would be occupied by ceremonial and administrative complexes, surrounded by an irregular sprawl of residential districts. Different parts of a city would often be linked by limestone causeways. The principal architecture of the city centers consisted of grand palaces, ceremonial ball courts, sprawling plazas, edifices used for marketplaces and schools, magnificent structures aligned for astronomical observation, stone pyramid temples, and other monumental buildings dedicated to elite activities. The Maya elite were literate and developed a complicated system of hieroglyphic writing that was the most advanced in the pre-Columbian Americas. Hieroglyphic writing was being used in the Maya region by the 3rd century BC. Noted for its logosyllabic script, the Maya developed the most sophisticated and innovative writing system in pre-Columbian North America. They recorded their history and ritual knowledge on bark paper in codices or screenfold books, of which only a few uncontested examples remain. There are also a great many examples of Maya text found on stela and ceramics. Their civilization is also renowned for its art, architecture, astronomical system, a highly complex series of interlocking ritual calendars, sacred geometry, and mathematics that included one of the world's earliest instances of the explicit zero. Political rule was centered on the concept of the divine king, who acted as a mediator between mortals and the supernatural realm. Kingship was patrilineal, and power would normally pass to the eldest son, A prospective king was also expected to be a successful military leader, for the Mayan world was dominated by warring superpowers. Maya politics was controlled by a closed system of patronage, although the exact political makeup of a kingdom varied from city-state to city-state. Later, the aristocracy greatly increased, resulting in the corresponding reduction in the exclusive power of the god-king. The Maya civilization developed highly sophisticated illuminating art forms created by skillful sculptors and painters. They fashioned art using both perishable and non-perishable materials, including wood, jade, obsidian, ceramics, sculptured stone monuments, stucco, and finely painted murals. Traditional Maya religion represented a belief system of intricate ritual practices. Among the main concepts relating to Maya ceremonial acts are topography and calendrical mapping, the priesthood, purification, prayer, pilgrimages, feasting, ritual domains, mythology, ancestor worship, dramatic performances, and the impersonation of deities. As a result of their religion, the Maya practiced human sacrifice to win favors from their many gods. Sacrifice was a religious activity in Maya culture, involving the killing of humans or animals, and bloodletting or auto-sacrifice by members of the community in rituals superintended by priests. Offerings and mass human sacrifices propitiated or fulfilled a perceived obligation towards the glory and nourishment of their deities. Mayans thrived for centuries, distinguished by a sophisticated culture. But in the 9th century, there was a widespread rulership and political breakdown in the central Maya region, marked by the abandonment of cities, the ending of royal dynasties, and a northward shift of population and activity from the lowlands to the highlands. No universally accepted theory explains this collapse, but it likely had a combination of causes, including endemic internecine rebellion and warfare, overpopulation resulting in severe environmental degradation, and drought. Although much reduced, a significant Maya presence remained after the depopulation and abandonment of its major cities. The once enlightened civilization declined until the last independent Maya city fell to the Spanish in the early 16th century. Next time, we will encounter another fascinating Mesoamerican culture and civilization that influenced the indigenous peoples of the future United States, the Aztec Empire. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you're enjoying the story. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605 and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.